Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm He Jian.
I'm Chen Xuan.
President Xi Jinping arrived in Riyadh yesterday afternoon for the first China-Arab States Summit and China Gulf Cooperation Council Summit, and make a state visit to Saudi Arabia at the invitation of King Salman bin Abdulaziz Al Saud of Saudi Arabia. Lei Shuran has more.
Xi's plane was escorted by four fighter jets from the Royal Saudi Air Force after it entered Saudi Arabia's airspace, and by six Saudi Hawk jets from the Royal Aerobatic Team after it entered Riyadh's airspace. He received a grand welcome when the plane arrived at King Khalid International Airport in Riyadh. A 21-gun salute heralded his arrival. The Saudi Hawks painted the sky in red and yellow, the colors of China's flag. Honor guards flanked the purple carpet. Chinese and Saudi national flags fluttered in the wind. The Chinese president was warmly greeted by the governor of Riyadh province, Saudi Arabia's foreign minister, the minister who handles China affairs, members of the royal family, and other senior government officials. Xi issued a statement in which he extended warm greetings and best wishes to the government and people of Saudi Arabia on behalf of the Chinese government and people. Xi noted, China-Saudi Arabia strategic mutual trust has been strengthened and bilateral cooperation in various fields has yielded good results since the establishment of diplomatic ties 32 years ago. In particular, Xi said, since the establishment of the China-Saudi Arabia Comprehensive Strategic Partnership in 2016, King Salman and he have worked together to steer bilateral relations on a path of significant progress, which has not only benefited their people, but also contributed to regional peace, stability, prosperity, and development.
National health officials issued a guideline to help COVID-19 patients recover at home. And now Chen Xuan brings us the details.
Thank you, He Jian. Now, asymptomatic carriers or people with mild symptoms without serious underlying diseases do not need to be treated in a hospital. Infected patients with an underlying disease and in a stable condition can also recover at home. They should stay alone in a room with a separate bathroom and avoid contact with family members. They should take their temperature once in the morning and again at night.
I want to emphasize that no treatment is needed if a patient shows no symptoms. If a patient has symptoms like a fever or cough, he or she can contact a community medical institution or consult a doctor online. Local medical institutions are required to release their phone numbers and set up files for seniors living alone, those with underlying diseases, pregnant women, and those who need hemodialysis so as to ensure proper care.
According to the guideline, if a patient has breathing difficulties or a temperature of more than 38.5 degrees for 3 days after taking medicine, he or she should go to a hospital. Hospitals cannot refuse treating them.
We also ask hospitals to set up mechanisms to be responsible to patients and those with critical or severe symptoms. Patients should not be rejected for any reason. We will also make full use of hospital alliances and online consultations. We'll make sure that people can get through the emergency service line and receive timely treatment.
Recommended fever medicines including paracetamol tablets, ibuprofen, and Lianhua Qingwen. When a patient has a negative antigen test and a CT value at or above 35 on two consecutive PCR tests, they can resume their normal life. Another guideline was also issued today to help people use antigen tests properly. If a person has a positive antigen test, he or she should report to a local medical institution. Seniors should take two antigen tests each week, and local governments should provide free test kits. Multiple cities updated their COVID-19 protocol accordingly. In Beijing, arrivals will no longer need to show a negative PCR test result and their health code. PCR testing upon arrival was scrapped. Guangzhou cut the quarantine period of close contacts to 5 days, and some cities in Guangdong, Zhejiang, Shandong, and Sichuan announced a suspension of projects related to PCR tests. The Ministry of Transportation announced that passengers don't need to show a PCR test result and health code when taking ships, buses, and taxis after railway stations and airports scrapped such requirements. Now, Shanghai released the 10 guidelines today to further relax COVID controls in order to meet national measures announced yesterday. Zhang Hong brings us more details.
Health officials say high-risk areas will be identified according to specific buildings, units, floors, and households. Lockdowns should not be carried out arbitrarily.
The lockdown of a high-risk area should be removed after no new cases appear for 5 straight days. During the lockdown, if a new infection is found in the same household with an infected individual under home-based quarantine, the lockdown should not be extended as long as there's no risk of further transmission outside the household.
No health monitoring or PCR test will be necessary for close contacts or people living in the same compound as a person with COVID.
Starting tomorrow, asymptomatic carriers and those with mild symptoms can quarantine at home if conditions allow. They can also choose to quarantine at designated sites.
The arrival in less than 5 days message will also no longer appear on the health code page, and new arrivals can enter public venues. Starting tomorrow, indoor entertainment venues and restaurants will scrap PCR checks. The city's top COVID experts are urging people to stay calm even if they're infected with COVID, as most people can recover at home. Ning Guang, president of Ruijin Hospital, said parents do not need to worry too much if a child is infected. A fever usually runs its course in 3 days.
In some cases, children and infants should be taken to the hospital. For example, those with over 3 days of high fever and in poor condition should be rushed to hospital. Infants under 3 months old with a fever must be taken to a hospital immediately. When the body temperature is high, I suggest parents give their child medications like acetaminophen and ibuprofen before going to the hospital.
Ning said most people will be asymptomatic and will not need to go to a hospital. It usually takes 7 to 10 days before a person tests negative.